a song, you and the music are where I belong. I try to fight it, I try to run for the hills. Yes, I try to deny it, but I find I'm singing from windowsills. You and the music are more than a friend. You and the music are at my heart's end. Call up to heaven, tell all the stars up above.
This is Pacific Standard Time on KCBX. I'm John Walsh, here this evening with a guest, Sarah McKenzie, jazz pianist, singer, composer, an Australian native from Melbourne who's here in the U.S. doing a radio tour. She has worked and collaborated with many well-known jazz musicians and has performed in such places as Brazil, China, Japan. Her new album is titled Secrets of My Heart. It has recently been released, and I'm going to say welcome, Sarah. I hope you've had a pleasant trip.
I've had a great trip. Thank you so much, John. I'm so happy to be here with you.
We want to talk about your music, most of all, but first, you're a busy professional. On your website, you've listed upcoming tour dates. You'll be performing in Germany, then Canada, Spain, also China. You've said in your bio that touring is something that took some getting used to. What about that? How do you balance work and life, if that's possible, when you're hopping all around the world?
Yeah, it's a really good point, actually. I think that music is such a different sort of lifestyle. You know, it's not like a normal job at all. You have to be very much completely all in, you know. It's not something you can switch off. It demands a lot of you. And as a result, you have to sacrifice, you know, a few things. But look, I love it. What a gift to be able to play music in Brazil, in Shanghai, in Japan, in Europe. Really, I'm living my dream, you know. So I'm a family person. I miss my family a lot in Australia. And I try and get back as much as possible. But really, I love the music. So I'm very happy to be able to play music for my life.
If I have the chronology correct, after studying at Berkeley in Boston, you began your career in Europe, France in particular. Can you talk about your life and music while in France? Why or how did you come to be there?
Certainly. Well, I had just finished at the Berkeley College of Music. And at this time, I was recording an album, and it actually got picked up by Jean-Philippe Allard, who was the head of Impulse at the time. And Brian Backers was my producer, and he's worked with Norah Jones and produced for Gregory Porter as well. And so together with my manager, everyone decided it would be fantastic to sign on to the Impulse label and to move to Europe and to start my career from Europe, and particularly from France, because they have a very strong history of jazz over there. And I, being, I don't know, the risk taker, I suppose, I just went with it. You know, I said, okay, I'm ready. Let's see where this adventure unfolds.
Among other things, you say you were able to sit at the piano with Michel Legrand, who has just recently passed away. Most of us know of his stature as a film score composer. Mm. Would you like to say something about that, your experience with him?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my bassist, Pierre Bourseguet, incredible French bassist who was a student of Ray Brown's, was actually Michel Legrand's bassist as well for 10 years. I've been to the concert and seen him play with Michel. And I had the great opportunity to meet Michel. He actually came to the apartment I was staying at in Paris. To have a listen to what I was doing. And I was very nervous. I think it was one of the most nerve-wracking moments of my life. Also because I'd read interviews about Michel Legrand being quite the narcissist sort of character. And I was very, very worried. But he was so lovely, and he got on the piano with me, and we played Watch What Happens, one of his famous compositions. And he said, Sarah, you've got a great feel for this, you know. And at one point he proposed doing some two piano concerts and singing as well. I would have loved to have had that opportunity, but sadly he has passed away. But his influence on me and music in general is huge. I love that he has this more classical approach to his music. You know, he writes jazz standards, but I find that they have a deeper, more classical feeling to them. And for this album, I also wanted to get that influence in there. So I've written a song called The Secrets of My Heart, which very much has the influence of Michel Legrand.
Kept in a box, locked in a darkened room, buried beneath a place where roses bloom, sinking so slowly, drifting apart, just like the secrets of my heart. Swept by the wind, lost in the black of night, hidden behind the sun, denied the light, alone in the world without a guide or chart, just like the secrets of my heart. Stay sweet, little dream. Don't give up on your dreams. Hold on, little dreamer. All is not as it seems.
I'm John Walsh. This is Pacific Standard Time on KCBX. I'm talking today with Australian pianist, singer, and composer Sarah McKenzie. On our show, Pacific Standard Time, we're all about the Great American Songbook. You said that you like Johnny Mercer, Sammy Kahn, Irving Berlin, and Cole Porter. What about them? Are those artists' influences reflected in your work as a jazz musician, as a lyricist, or as a composer?
I love these writers. You know, I think these songwriters are the greatest because they made music with class, you know, that will last the test of time. It still goes on today. People are still singing their songs. You know, that's a testament to how great they were. And so I, wanting to be the best that I can be, want to write as songs that would last too. So I definitely study all those masters you've talked about, Johnny Mercer, Irving Berlin, Cole Porter. Cole Porter's my absolute idol. And I love their lyrics in particular. I love Cole Porter because he does music and lyrics. And they're always so witty. They use the rhyme a lot. So I've studied all of these techniques and really tried to get it into my own writing.
If you'd like to share, is there any particular lyric from Cole Porter or melody that you
want to... My favorite one is, when Mummy in her 16th year was dreaming of romance a lot, she dreamt that she was Guinevere and every man Sir Lancelot. And I just think that's so great. Like, how anyone got to rhyme Sir Lancelot with Romancelot is just genius, you know.
When Mummy in her 16th year was dreaming of romance a lot, she thought that she was Guinevere and every boy Sir Lancelot. But now that Mummy's more mature and knows her way about, she doesn't believe in vive l'amour, for Mummy's found out. Most gentlemen don't like love, they just like to kick it around.
I've actually got like a big book of Cole Porter sitting on my piano, and also Johnny Mercer, you know, and I flip through every now and again just to get some inspiration. You know, I mean, they're my idols, really.
I understand and I agree. Sarah, critics have praised your talent in writing lyrics, and I've heard you remark about this in other interviews. On your latest album, you've composed all but four of the tracks. Is that correct?
Yes.
It's a very interesting topic to me and for many. Can you talk again about the connection between your melodies and your lyrics?
Yes, that's an excellent question. So I always write my melodies first. I think that's the most important thing. I didn't always do that. In the beginning, I wrote at the same time. You know, I just sort of would dream away at the piano and sing and play. But I realized at a certain point that my melodies weren't very strong. If I recorded the song and went back to the melody, it wasn't very strong. It was sort of a mesh. I don't know if that's very well expressed. I realized I had to pull it apart and actually consciously make a great melody first so that I knew it was strong, you know, and then add the lyrics to it. So that's sort of a little bit about my process. Great melody, and then you put the lyrics in. Now, the melody and the lyrics have to be seamless. So, for example, I don't know, I wrote a song on my last album called Don't Be a Fool. And, you know, when I say don't be a fool, you know, the harmony goes minor.
Don't be a fool. You've never been deceiving. Don't waste your time on grieving. Don't be a fool. Just leave him. Don't be a fool, though your heart still keeps beating. All that he wants is fleeting, a brief disenchanted meeting.
You know, and that's very important. You can't have lyrics that say, don't be a fool, and the whole context of the song is major and happy, you know. Your melody and your lyrics, they have to work seamlessly together. I'm so particular about this that even, you know, if I have something in the lyric that says, and then he went up, you know, I will actually write the melody going up. I don't know, I'm always trying to search for meaning in music, and those little things give the music great meaning for me. So this is... it's quite specific, but this is some of the things I think about while writing lyrics and melodies.
The new album is Secrets of My Heart. Can we talk about some of the tracks? On your website, you mention a favorite, for example, Till the End of Time.
Oh, yes.
Betraying your love of Brazilian music. Can you talk about this track or some of the others that stand out to
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Well, I had the great opportunity to go to Brazil maybe a year and a half ago. And I actually opened the Blue Note there. They have a new Blue Note in Rio. And I had the opportunity to play with some of the original members from the Antonio Carlos Jobim band. Jobim is one of my favorite writers of all time. And to play with some of the members of his original band, it was such a great honor for me, particularly because we played some Jobim tunes to begin with. And then after a while, those guys said, well, Sarah, we want to play some of your tunes. And I said, my tunes? You don't want to play my tunes? They said, yes, we do. So I said, but I didn't bring any charts. And they said, don't worry, just start playing. And then we'll pick it up. And I thought, okay. And I started playing some of my tunes, and oh, it was magic. You know, they've got such great ears and such great feel for the music. But it was more than that, you know, they put all the right fills in the right places. No one was in competition with anyone else. Everything was in the right place. I was so overjoyed by this experience that I said to these guys, thank you so much for playing with me. You know, this is one of the highlights of my life. And they said, Sarah, de nada, you're very welcome to be with us, de nada. And I just love this saying that they would say all the time, de nada. It means you're welcome, don't worry. So I had to write two songs for Brazil to tribute to them. And one of them is de nada, and the other one is Till the End of Time, which is my favorite song because it has such a positive feeling, and that really is the feeling of Brazil, I think.
I must take a journey to the stars, dance with Jupiter and talk with Mars. Listen to the evening serenade. But when mornings come and moonlights fade, this I promise. I will be back, I will be back, I will be coming back. You will be here, you will be waiting right here. I will be yours till the end of time. Till the end of time.
I'm John Walsh. This is Pacific Standard Time at KCBX. We're talking today with Australian pianist, singer, and composer Sarah McKenzie. A couple of specific questions about a few songs. First, You Must Believe in Spring. Mm-hmm. I listened to you after listening to some other recordings of it on YouTube, and your version struck me as very rich, lush harmonics. The kind of music I really like, but
wonderful.
It's still fresh. Anything to say about that song, a Michel Legrand song?
Yes. I mean, as I mentioned before, Michel is a great idol of mine, and I've met the man, and all of his songs are beautiful compositions. And this one is a particular favorite of mine, particularly because it has this beautiful melancholy running through it, you know, which I think is great for a ballad, you know, because when you sing a ballad and play, you can really become very soulful as an artist, you know. But it has this sense of hope, you know, you must believe in spring. So I really love it because it's sad, but at the same time hopeful. And that's what I try to bring to the delivery anyway.
When lonely feelings cloud the meadows of your mind, just think, if winter comes, can spring be far behind? Beneath the deepest snows, the secret of a rose is merely that it knows. You must believe in spring.
Also on your current album is the blues song of Dinah Washington's
Yes.
Come On Home.
Yes.
And you use the term gut bucket. And I'm not familiar with that term. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I had a classical piano teacher to begin with. And at the age of 9, I promptly told my father, I'm done with all these scales and studies. You know, I can't get the hang of them. What's the point of doing this? You know, this is boring. And he found me a rock and roll, blues and boogie-woogie piano teacher. And it was fantastic, you know, the day he came to my door with his long hair. He had long hair, you know, and big rings. He was like no one I'd seen before. He got on the piano and he made the piano sing. And I wanted to play just like that. I've never lost that sense of wonder from that first day. It was magic. So ever since, I have this deep feeling for the blues. Gut bucket, I don't know, but down home blues, you know, kind of feeling. And so I really wanted to have a song on the album that just was raw and real and true. You know, nothing else, nothing complicated. It's just a blues, you know. And yet, it's got so much feeling. And it was actually fantastic when we played it in the studio. We had done a whole day of recording in New York and we were tired, you know. It was the end of the evening. We weren't going to do anything else. And then I started playing this blues. And then halfway through, Pierre, the bassist, joins us. And then on the second chorus, Donald, the drummer, comes in. And all of a sudden, Dan on the guitar gives us a fantastic guitar solo. By the time we finished, we were like, did you record that? Did you record that? And they said they did. But it wasn't planned at all. We didn't know that they were rolling tape. And that's the way a blues should be. You know, it shouldn't be forced or it shouldn't be put on. It should just be real and true. And so, yeah, I love this song on the album. Come On Home.
Missing you, moaning and groaning, sighing and crying all night through. I'm so blue, missing you. Sleep alone. What can I do?
Most of the album is quite lively and upbeat in tempo. my favorite, and you have talked about this, it's a little bit dark feeling, slow. My True Love Is You. That's the song. It showcases your guitarist, as you just mentioned. Is this song very personal?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote the song. All songs are very personal to me. Dan Wilson was a recommendation from John Clayton. He's an incredible young guitarist, and I really love to just sing and play with the guitar. I think it's wonderful. Yeah, no, I think this is just a really nice composition, and I hope listeners will enjoy it.
Through all the years of my life, there was a joy amidst the strife, and a love that was true.
I'm John Walsh. This is Pacific Standard Time on KCBX. I'm talking today with Australian pianist, singer, and composer Sarah McKenzie. Now, your ensemble is very international, and you say most of them are now residing in the United States. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you spend a lot of time here? Your producer is Chong Lin,
yes.
Also an Australian. So where do you do your rehearsals and recording?
Yeah, well, I went to the Berklee College of Music. So I lived in Boston for 3 years. So I have a very strong connection to the United States. Every time I go back to Boston, it feels like home a little bit. But look, I live in London currently, but I have a very international band, and we're able to just fly in for all of our performances and recordings, rehearse a couple of days before, and then do the gig or do the recording. They're so good. You know, the musicians I work with are just the highest class, so we are able to do this and have a wonderful time.
It seems that you're doing a lot of traveling in the near future,
yes.
Far and wide. I'm a little curious. Do you have any performances or other business here in the U.S. in the next few weeks, or anything that you'd like to let us know about?
Well, we're doing this fantastic radio road trip, which is wonderful. We get to meet great people like yourself. and release my album, The Secrets of My Heart, at the same time. I will be performing in San Francisco on June 23rd, which I'm very much looking forward to. I'll be on the East Coast performing in America as well. But apart from that, we're all over Europe. We're in Shanghai, we're in Japan, Taiwan, maybe India. So, you know, we hope we can perform for you somewhere around the world.
Well, Sarah, we've had a great chat with you today. I thank you. And if you all would like to learn more about Sarah McKenzie and her music, you can find her at her website, sarahmckenzie.info. Is there something you'd like to add, Sarah, about the opportunities to see you perform or learn about you?
Well, you can find out more on my website, sarahmckenzie.info, or if you want to buy a copy of the CD, normandylanemusic.com, and we would love to see you at a concert sometime soon.
Thank you, as I said, and we'll be listening.
Thank you so much, John.
Come along and sing with me, Danada. Try to keep the beat, da 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 da, and repeat, Danada. Danada is the melody, the simple little symphony for life. Denada is the